Just chatting to Omar, because obviously he's into Taekwondo. Do you have a black belt like Arthur does, or what colour belt?
No, so I haven't done it for about a year. I think that's around about when I like took a break. I think it mainly stopped during COVID, I think. But I'm at a blue belt, which is about 3 or 4 off a black belt. So I'm like a senior coloured belt grade, but I'm not a black belt yet. I've got a couple belts yet to go.
Are you going to get them? Are you going to complete them, or is that it?
I don't really want to leave it unfinished. I think it's something I need to complete at some point.
It'll bug you forever if you don't. Yeah. You know it will. It'll keep you awake at night. So does it make you... you know, we've just been having a chat about my son who's into karate. He got a black belt aged 13, and he became this disciplined youngster, which helped him immensely when he moved on in life. Does it help you? Because I mean, one thing I've noticed about you, Omar, not so much Archie, but you're respectful. And I think, and I know that you say you got to, and I'm only pulling your leg, but when you go on to whatever it is, the area, you have to bow and you have to respect your opponent.
Yeah.
So is that the reason why you're so respectful?
I don't know. I think it is an important thing to learn, is discipline and respect. I think martial art is a great medium for learning that kind of respect, because it's when you're sparring with someone or you're performing a pattern with someone, you're on equal footing with them. Like you treat each other as equals. So I think there's that mutual respect when you're in that sort of situation, I think is really admirable, and it's a good thing to sort of take away, because it's like just having a conversation like we are now. We have like a mutual respect with one another, and that's sort of, it's kind of like how you would when you're just sparring with someone else. You always have that mutual respect. You don't want to hurt them when you're sparring, but you're there to practice your moves.
I beg to differ, because Arthur out there says you go for it.
Well, it's Arthur. It's only with Arthur.
No,
that's different.
The lovely thing is yes, there is respect. Mm. And what is really refreshing, and what I'm getting from three young lads from Ride Academy, is a lot of respect. Mm. And I know that young people get bad press sometimes. And I just think I'm going to arm you with something. You probably know this already, but I'm going to arm you with something. So when people say, you know, when young people get bad press again, you just say, hang on a sec, I didn't create this world that we live in now. I didn't do anything to create these wars and so on. And the fact that we've got, you know, costly petrol and electric and so on, you didn't have a say in that. So maybe at some point in the future, you'll put it right. Because I know you talked about politics yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
You're the generation that's probably going to have to put right what's been messed up. You okay with that?
Yeah. I think so. I think what's great about our generation is that I think we're some of the most active. I mean, there's been a lot. There's obviously generations before have been very active in sort of protesting for social rights. Like, of course, in the mid and early 20th century, there was a lot of huge changes and equal rights for women. Even more recently, in the later half of the 20th century, in the beginning of the 21st century, LGBTQ rights. So, but I think that what's great is that as our generation gets older, we're getting, and we get more mature, I feel like our capacity to sort of make change is growing. So I feel like when we are the people that are in charge, I feel like we do have the potential to make some of the most change.
Yeah, especially since from quite a young age we are, especially now with the presence of the internet being what it is now, we're very exposed to everything that's happening, and so it's quite hard to not be aware of what's going on in the world. And the like, even down to like the year sevens, like 12, 13 year olds in Ride Academy, like they know about all the history of homophobia, the history of racism, they know about everything that's going on.
Oh yeah. just on that topic, we did a for because we do performing arts, CTAC, us three. We did one of our projects that we had to do was create like a drama workshop. So and we basically put this on for the younger kids, and they took part. We were like, we acted as like the teachers of, essentially,
yeah.
And they took part in our workshop, and it was all to do with identity, and sort of like and sort of so that could be like ethnicity, sexuality, gender.
Yeah.
So it was very, very topical, and it was they responded really well to it. So I think that was one of our. I think that shows that these younger people do really
there's a willingness
aware,
to know.
They're aware. Yeah, yeah. There's a willingness to know, and it's not that it's not like they're uninterested.
Mm.
Like what? Whereas you've got young people that's sometimes less interested in politics, they're still interested in like these social issues at the same time,
yeah.
Social rather than political. So, but I think that does bring capacity for change. Mm. I really do think so.
Change, I think that you know it's desperate, isn't it? We need to change. And the unfortunate thing is, and I know, you know, we give him a hard time. We got a prime minister that is, I don't know, I just don't think you can have someone at the very top that is so. How can I put it? There's so much I want to say in such a very short. But you've got someone there that is. Not leading in an honest and true kind of way. So we're never going to get change. If that's you know the thing is you do what you want, or no, you do what I say, and I'm going to do what I want. Mm. And that's the trouble. And all the time we've got someone like that. All these changes that we need to make, all these changes that need to take place, they're never going to do it because no one's going to have any faith in the man at the top that's trying to push it all through.
Yeah.
So you know we're never going to get anywhere. Sadly.